Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What if this isn't the worst of COVID-19 in the U.S.? There's a startling new government model that shows 200,000 new COVID-19 infections a day by the end of this month, up from around 30,000 new cases a day at this point. The model also predicts 3,000 deaths a day, up from about 1,700 now. The estimate from government agencies was detailed in a document obtained by the New York Times.
Also, University of Washington trackers raised their projected death toll to 134,000 by early August as social distancing is relaxed. And then there's the study from the University of Minnesota on the future of the pandemic. And it is not a pretty picture. Sharon Begley with our friends at STAT, the health and medicine publication, has taken a look. Sharon, thanks for being there.
Good to be with you, Robin.
Well, I'm going to outline the findings. At one end, there's a big wave that we're in, followed by smaller waves. The second projection is this big wave we're in, followed by a far more fierce wave. And then finally, what we have now, this big wave, becomes the new normal, at least through 2022 or a vaccine. So take us through, what are the variables? What makes the difference in these projections between those waves?
The key thing is how much social distancing remains in place. And that refers not only to the government mandated steps that we've all seen, but also a recognition that there might be what everyone is calling a new normal, that even if the social distancing requirements are eased, as we have seen happening in a number of states, that people will just take steps on their own to reduce the chances that they will become infected. And that reflects, you know, maybe shunning public transit. Retail is certainly going to look very different. And of course, employers, as they are figuring out how and when to reopen. So in this best case scenario, those social distancing steps remain in place, in many cases, voluntarily.
Well, and there are other factors as well. I mean, social distancing is the main one. But for instance, in that first scenario of the wave that we're in, followed by many other smaller waves, the crest and dip, if you will, it might also be that there's some seasonal effect on this virus. We don't know that yet.
So the dip that the University of Minnesota people project for the current period, actually, as we start to get warmer, does reflect that there might be lower transmission in warmer climates and warmer seasons. However, that's not going to drop to zero, because what high heat and humidity do is reduce how much transmission there is from surfaces. But unfortunately, that is probably not going to reduce how much the virus is transmitted from person to person. So that's why you keep seeing transmission. It never drops to zero.
Right. And then the second projection, which sounds, you know, pretty horrific, the big wave that we're in, followed by an even more fierce wave. I believe that one is called the off the cliff projection, where you just fall off that cliff. Is that primarily because of the too much relaxing of the restrictions?
Yes, and that reflects history. The famous Spanish flu of 1918-1919 started with a pretty bad, but not as bad as it would become, wave of infection throughout the world. And then about 6 months later, it got more than twice as bad. So the researchers are thinking that that might happen again. Hopefully we've learned some things and that won't happen. But this pretty alarming looking scenario too reflects really a worst case probability.
Well, Michael Osterholm, the epidemiologist behind this research at the University of Minnesota, highly respected, he says that second wave, that fierce wave, would absolutely take the health system down. But it sounds as if there are two other big issues here: a vaccine, obviously, and herd immunity, the idea that so many people do get sick, but that there are enough people immune to what? To do what?
Right. So the vaccine, of course, reflects the hope that there will be something that not only has been shown to be effective, but also is widely available by around the year 2022. The idea of herd immunity is the idea that if enough people are infected, that the virus, the transmission at least, will just die out or at least flatten out. And in this monster wave of scenario two, the decreasing outbreaks after the huge peak, you know, roughly later this year, maybe early 2021, reflects the fact that unfortunately an awful lot of people will have lost their lives to this, and those who survive cannot contract it again. So three possible scenarios, none of them, very optimistic, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, and we'll keep taking a look at this. With Sharon Begley and the other reporters at STAT, the terrific health and medicine publication. Sharon, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.